Hey everyone, I'm Tima from Shades and Pages, and welcome to Brazenly Shady, your ticket to hot and unfiltered conversations about all things Black romance. Tap in, everybody. We're about to take y'all on a ride.
All right, so are we recording? Yes, we are recording. So, hey y'all.
Welcome back, bitches!
Hey, hoes!
How y'all doing? We back!
We are back, bitches.
Ooh, it's been a long break, ain't it?
It's been a long and needed break, because I was tired, baby. Tired.
Look, tell myself we was going to catch up and ain't catch up on shit.
So y'all going to get what we give y'all, because we was... What Bernie Mac said, when Black people break, we break.
And it's the truth.
We ain't did nothing. We ain't have nothing. And we y'all going to take what we give y'all.
Oh, my God. Listen.
But we missed y'all, though. We really did.
We did miss y'all, but we needed this break. We didn't even do the introduction right, bitch. That's how far we've been going.
Ooh, child. So, y'all, like we said, we y'all going to take.
But anyway, if y'all don't know, if you're new here, because I did notice on Instagram we got 600 followers. Thank you.
We do. Thank you guys for following us.
And I think we got 300 now on Twitter.
Period. Yes. Okay.
So hey, how y'all doing? This is Brazen Babe Reviews, the podcast, or just Brazenly Shady, because we're rebranding this year. So yes. Welcome to Brazenly Shady. I'm Sharonda, and
I'm Tama.
And we be on here talking about books and bullshit. So
yes.
Okay. So we were on a break, and this is pretty much like our
welcome back. This is like a welcome back episode to be like, okay, we've been gone. We back now. So this is what we got to say.
Okay. Or we could be like Jay-Z. Let me reintroduce myself.
My name is Yes. But on a real tip, though, we missed y'all. But you know, we've been here chilling. I would say we've been reading, but I mean...
We've been reading somewhat. February was a real bad month. I read two books.
January was good for me because I took my social media break off of Instagram, and I feel like that's where I get the majority of my reading done. Like I read mad books in January, and I feel like my reading now is more on the urban side, because let me tell you something, I will be the first to say I'm gonna apologize to the urban genre, because I ain't gonna lie, I used to be talking shit about them goddamn covers, man. Them covers. I used to be talking shit about their covers. And I will honestly admit that I did not give a lot of the stories a try, because the covers was just, for lack of a better term, janky. They was not coming through the way that they supposed to be coming through. Okay. So I would be like, but shout out to my girl over at Hopeful Heartbreakers. She really, and I think it's Hopeful Heartbreakers and Urban Book Junkie on Instagram. Yes. Those two kind of like ushered me into the urban world. And I'm going to let you know right now, a bitch is here to stay, because I ain't going nowhere, because baby, I have been on my urban tip this year. Like if you look at my Goodreads, the majority of my reads this year have been urban. And when I tell you the stories is hitting, bitch, they are hitting. The covers are still questionable. But I feel like I've grown to the point where I overlook the covers and I just focus on the story. And Chocolate Covered Pages over at Instagram has been show, because you know that urban is her thing. So she's been introducing me to a few books too. And I've been loving the urban stories, loving them. So you might see a little bit more urban on my page this year.
Okay. I gotta agree. I think we kind of like, I know for me, I kind of like fell into the contemporary romance theme. And I feel like now, not that it's getting boring, but it is kind of like getting redundant.
Yes.
So, you know, when I do go back into contemporary, like a story got to blow me away, honey. It got to blow my braids back. Okay. Mm-hmm. If it ain't blowing my braids back, I'm not really interested. But yeah, I got to agree. Following off of Tama, I read some urban romances, and yeah, the urban girls are doing it. They are doing it. They tear y'all up now. No, y'all better kick y'all.
I have some thoughts on some of the stuff, but
I think for most genres, you're gonna find some things that you're just not going to jive with. But listen, it is what it is, and it's a different,
They've been doing the thing, and I've been following some of the pages that promote it on Facebook. And I know Facebook, it's weird. I'm still on Facebook. I don't have a page on Facebook, but I still have my Facebook from college. I still have my Facebook from when Facebook was just for college students. So I'm on Facebook, and I go on certain, I think her name is, Nikki Brown Presents. Mm-hmm. And I think I got hooked on her page during the Christmas when they had all of the urban Christmas stories coming out. You know, the ones with the same cover, but they different color. I used to talk shit about them goddamn covers. I used to be like, now why? It's the same goddamn car, but this car pink, this car yellow, this car green. I used to talk.
But it's so true, because that's the shit that used to get me when I used to go look at the urban covers. I used to be like, oh, this bitch just got silver lipstick and the other one got purple.
Yes, that's how I found, I think her name is Unique. That's how I found Unique, and that's how I found her. And when I tell you, I blew through her books in freaking 2 days. The shit was good. In the last two books, bitch. And you know, I went crazy, and I was like, yo, my review on, if y'all look at my review on Goodreads of them books, y'all could be like, this bitch is crazy. Cause I was like, my mother effing dude. Like, I was so like,
we already know you crazy, but that's okay. We love you.
Girl, this. And y'all know I ain't playing with a full deck. So, so I've been on Nikki Brown page, and then another one is Major Key Publishing. Major Key Publishing, they have a lot of like good urban stories that's coming out. Like I get a lot of my urban stories from Major Key Publishing, and I think it's Nikki Brown Presents, Major Key Publishing, and Mona Presents, and they are on Facebook.
Yeah.
And girl, I be screenshotting. If y'all see my phone and the screenshots I got and the stuff I be sending to my work so I can print out on these white people's job. Girl. Just know that the urban community, yo, I'm here. I've been reading your stuff. You're going to see more. I've been reading a lot of new authors in the urban community. Going to see more of the books on my page. You're going to see more of the books in my recommendations. So just throwing that out there. But, you know, that also comes with me reviewing these books and identifying stuff on these pages. Okay? Because I got thoughts. I got wild thoughts like Rihanna. Okay? Wow.
And I feel like for me, I'm like falling more like down the paranormal, like black paranormal stories, because I just need something different. So Amazon been filling me up with a whole lot of stuff. Yeah, I know I love Nikki Clark and some other black paranormal authors that I'm just like on Amazon. I'm like Tama, I'm screenshotting.
Yeah.
I'm saving them to my Amazon wish list.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I have an Amazon like a Nook, not a Nook, but shit, I don't mix Amazon and Barnes and Noble.
Kindle. That's a Kindle.
Damn. So I have a Kindle wish list just for books that I want to, like, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I it's like so long now, but
the books are there. The books are there.
They're definitely there. So we really gotta be putting no black washing characters.
Child. Because you know, I've been on my paranormal tip too, where I just, well, this series that I'm starting is gonna be MM paranormal, because you know I love my MM books. So, but I've been kind of like mixing up my reading now, because like you said, the contemporary is just not contemporarying. It's just not. It's becoming, like you said, it's just boring.
Yeah.
And if y'all don't stop writing these goddamn friends to lovers, look, I'm tired of friends to lovers. God damn it, give us something else. You know.
I love Friends.
Shout out to Shea Saunders for giving us the grumpy boss. Shout out to Shea Saunders for giving us the grumpy freaking boss.
She put her whole fucking foot in that book, child.
Big toe. Big toe was in it. Big toe and everything.
That whole foot was in shit.
She's foots
in there.
I just want different stuff. Like, I want different stuff. Like, India Carter gave us the office romance, which in... I got thoughts about that book too. I did enjoy that book, but I got wild thoughts like Rihanna.
Well.
So I just wanna see different tropes. I'm tired of the insta love. Don't get me wrong, I like insta love, but let's switch it up. No more friends to lovers. God damn it. Stop it. Stop with friends to lovers.
I love Friends to Lovers.
I don't like Friends to Lovers. It's personal for me.
I'd love to see more marriages in distress. I would love to see more of that. Give me more Black grumpy romances. Shea Saunders did her motherfucking thing. Give me more. Give me more Black women. Like, in the grumpy romance she gave us, we had a Black woman that she ain't want to work. She wanted to take care of her man, and she wanted to run the house and stuff like that. And it was just a different read. But we're going to talk about that on
I would like to see more false proximities. And, you know, Monet Nicole has a small town series. More small town series. You know, and stuff like that.
Better give me more Black monster romances, okay?
Yeah, small town. Just switch it up from the, I feel like we have a lot of enemies to lovers. We have a lot of friends to lovers. We have the insta lovers. Fake relationship. Switch it up a little bit. Because it's like the stories are becoming redundant. It's like you can, it's like at the point where I am telling you what's going to happen, because it's like the same formula.
Yeah,
and I mean, while I'm not saying that the writing is bad, but I'm just saying that switch it up and give us something different, you know?
Yeah, more romance suspense. I think a lot of the girls are jumping on that, and they really need to be jumping on that, because I love romance suspense. So, yeah, I mean, I'm here for it.
I feel like my reading taste is definitely going to change this year. And I am probably going to just slow down on reviewing a lot of books. I feel like right now, the space that I'm in, I want to read for my enjoyment and without the pressure of reviewing every book. Like, I am going to pick based off my numbers. I'm going to say maybe odd numbers, odd reads. I'm going to review even, you never know. And based off the cover, if the cover is pretty, I'd be like, ooh, I already see, okay, I got a lipstick for this. The book might be trash, but guess what? That trash book is going to go on my page because the cover is cute.
Because she got a lipstick for it.
And I got a lipstick to match it. And it's I'm just...
Hot mess.
Mental health important this year, definitely. I feel like I've been doing a lot of reading for enjoyment. So there hasn't been a lot of reviews on my page because I'm just reading and I'm reading. And I might write a sentence or two about the book, and then the last review I had, I was like, what is this? I was like, I don't even know what I just read just now, but child, okay.
What is this? What is this?
Oh,
but yeah. I agree. I think, you know, you do it so much, you can't get burnt out. Definitely,
yeah,
burnt out. So
I don't want to.
And burnout. And I don't think a lot of people even realize that for readers and reviewers, especially reviewers, when you just constantly reviewing, when you're constantly getting requests to review a book, burnout is real easy. And I think that's why a lot of people, you don't see it as much anymore. I mean, you see it, but not really anymore. And then because, you know, people start step all the goddamn time. So, you know, so it's like, yeah, you see a lot of people stepping back because it's just becoming too much. So, yeah, you just do it in quiet.
Yeah, I just like to.
It's like reviewing is coming like, you know, that side piece, you know, you do it occasionally. And if you do it a lot, you know, you keep it secret, you know, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So. I feel like that's what it is, but people should people should prioritize their mental health and their mentals and, you know, their body, and not just your mental, but physically, you know, you should prioritize yourself first in all things, you know, and all that shit can come after, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and if people gonna cuss you out any other way if you say something out the way about a book. So it's getting to the point. It's like, well, bitch, what's the point?
I realized that I've been reading for a long time.
Very long time.
But I've been reviewing. I feel like I've been reviewing probably about 3-4 years where I feel like I've been. And, you know, when I first started, I would worry about what people would say about what I'm saying with this book. And I am just here to let you guys know that in the year of our Lord, Jesus, and 2022, I don't give a fuck. Really? So whatever I say is gospel. Really? I'm going to get on that pulpit and I'm going to say what I got to say. And if you don't like it, you can also join the rest of the ones that have blocked me.
I agree. 100%. I know a lot of folks have me blocked and muted. And
that's because at this point, the question is, do you want reviews? Do you want honest reviews, or you just want 5-star reviews, or you just want glowing reviews?
We know, that's the
question.
You know what the answer
is. That's the question, because with reviews, you have to be able to take the positive and the negative.
Listen.
And if y'all can't take if y'all want the positive and can't take the negative, mm-hmm. then I ain't the reviewer for you. Because one thing Tima Isabel Rule is going to do, she's going to say what she got to say in these reviews. And if I don't like something, you're going to know I ain't like that.
But I feel like people should say what they what they want to say. As long as the author isn't tagged, I mean, you can't really stop people from, listen, we're grown. Everybody's grown. Yes, you can be upset somebody said something, but honestly, the fuck are you gonna do? You wrote a product, because at the end of the day, once that book is uploaded and published and put on a site for sale, that is a product. So not everybody is going to have a nice thing to say about it, a neutral thing. Some people just are just like that. Some people, if they don't like something, they just have a way about saying they don't like it. And it's like, the fuck are you gonna do? You can't do anything. Just let it go. And listen, bypass them goddamn reviews. When you see a review and the person start and it start going sideways for you, listen, shut the site down, close the computer, the laptop, whatever you on, and let it go. Because you can't stop it. It's been going on for years. It ain't stopped yet. So,
I was on Goodreads minding my own business, just searching for books, and I saw something and I was like, what the fudge is going on? Like, an author, yeah.
Because, and that's the thing, a lot of authors do sidestep. They were literally, I mean, like, you're going in this person's email box and you're calling them out their name and calling them stupid and they dumb and you just didn't get it. Why do you have, number one, Why do you have that kind of time? Are you going to do that for everybody that says something negative about your book? Like, it's wild. My thing, let the person say what the fuck they're going to say. As long as you're not tagged, if you're not tagged, why do you care? Let it go. Move on. Go look at the top five. Go look at the 3, 4, 5 reviews. And
niggas is wild.
Because when I be sending, when people send me screenshots, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then
don't say people, you know it's me.
I know. And then get mad when people stop reviewing, and then you're out here talking about somewhere to, where they at? You done fucking booed them off the
I already have a list that I ain't reviewing because y'all ain't about to come for me. Because one thing I do is I cuss the fuck back. So I
your girls in the inbox, your girls calling this person dumb, stupid.
I just won't review your book because I ain't going to know. I'm about to tussle with you. I'm not tussling.
Not
no, word. Unless we fighting for real, like you gonna meet me here and let's fight because like
you over no book. You can take that book and shove it somewhere. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. Not no more. I'm old. I went to the doctor. I got high motherfucking blood pressure. I'm damn near about to have a heart attack. No.
Some books. Child,
like, girl, did I fuck your man? Did I kick your dog? What happened? Oh, you're mad about a book?
I wouldn't kick a. Would I kick a dog, child? I don't know.
And listen, I get it, and it's not to dismiss the hard work that is put in. Okay,
but right, Listen, it's been some stuff that happened on our break. It's been some stuff that happened, but you know. We're here, we're happy to be back, and we're happy to be reviewing books and accepting your review requests.
And we will have to do that in
April. Mine's already here, mine's already gone.
So we're gonna have to do that slowly, but yeah, we are gonna start taking review requests. Yeah. We Tama pretty much just said it, you know, and we're very open and honest about how we talk about books here. We never do anything disrespectfully or anything like that, or try to like sidestep or whatever. So I feel like if you feel like you're one of those folks, you're not gonna like what we're going to say about your book, then please do not send it. Okay, there are thousands of books, millions of books out in the world that are being published every day. So if you're one of those folks that feel like you don't want nobody talking badly or semi-badly or just having, you know, not a good opinion or thoughts about your book or your story, then do not send it to Brazenly Shady, okay? Because we are going to say what we liked and we are definitely going to say what we did not like. So if you're one of those folks that don't like people saying what they didn't like, then do not send it. Okay. We do have a website. Go on the website. The email is there. You can send your review request, but don't send it if you're gonna have something to say. Okay.
If you're gonna be tussling with us, we don't want it.
Yeah,
if you're gonna be tussling with us, we do not want it.
I just told y'all I'm on the verge of heart attack. Leave me alone.
I already had one, so shoot, we got cardiovascular issues over here.
Both of us. That's how we go together so well.
Yeah, shoot, that tickled me.
It's like you bitches go together. Both of you bitches over there about to have a heart attack. Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited to be back recording. Yay! This is going to be fun, guys. Like, this is going to be fun.
Yes.
This is going to be fun.
You know, more lighthearted. We're going to have some more author interviews. We're definitely going to have some more readers on the podcast, fellow bloggers.
Yeah.
Books, I like the fellow bloggers. TikTokers, mm-hmm. You know, things like that. So.
Ooh, but we could invite some book talkers, the ones that got sense, though. The one that got sense. I know a few that I've met. And
you know a few. I love TikTok. I am not a fan of book talk. I'm slowly starting to find some book talkers that got sense. And I love to talk to those folks. But I'm going to need some of you folks on book talk to stop. Listen, this latest trend of y'all going on the tickety talks and talking about some... You reading a white book and you trying to imagine those characters as black. I'm need for you to full stop. I'm need for you to stop the story.
You know what? I've seen at least two. Why are you imagining white characters black? Go read some black goddamn books. That is stupid to me.
What is going on? It's like February was bad enough because we was all up and down the tickety tocks.
We've been talking about February. Let's talk about February when we're done with this. But I saw that, like, I saw this trend where they say, you're going to be black today. You're going to be black today. Say, when they read in a white book, they imagine them black. No. Don't imagine these people black. Read black stories, baby. They're there.
I really don't like you. Are people not embarrassed? Like, why are y'all not embarrassed? Like, what is going on? Like, y'all actually doing this sound with all these white books?
You gonna be black today. That ain't, like, they thought that was cool. I was like,
that's not cute.
No. Especially when you got black stories, baby.
I seen one, there was another sound on TikTok, and I you know what I really don't understand? Like, big black creators on TikTok will take black sounds and do the most egregious things with it. And I'm really trying to understand why. It was a sound on TikTok about I forgot what the sound was. I immediately blocked that girl because I was like,
what the sound?
You can't be doing that. Like, why are y'all doing this? Why is this what?
And the thing about it is that it's the big black accounts that's doing it. And that's what makes it so disheartening.
I don't really follow a lot of big black accounts because you barely see any black.
I don't follow them, but you see them on the FYP, right? That's what they call it, the FYP.
I don't see them because I block them. I don't see
them. When Black History Month, it was very, very disheartening because a lot of them had their, from what I've seen, they don't really read Black romance books. But when Black History came around, everybody was hustling, trying to get the books.
You know what was
But that? A lot of them was interracial books. And these are big Black book talkers.
And everybody using that excuse of Black women being loved on and Black girl magic. I'm need for y'all to stop. I'm need for your daddy Black. Your brothers are Black. Your uncles are Black. You might have some male cousins. Stop it. But most of all, your daddy is Black. Why are y'all sitting on tickety tocks? Downplaying Black men in romance. Like, I really... It's so ridiculous at this point. It's so ridiculous. Like, that's all I gotta say. Your daddy is Black. Stop it. Like, it's ridiculous.
And if I see one more person put goddamn Jasmine Guillory book for some ammo, knock all this shit over.
With her sheath dresses and her ambiguous Black girls.
Every time somebody say something, I'ma just say she dresses, and you know who I talk about when I say she dresses.
Who are you talking about? Jasmine.
And it's like Black history. My first Black history as an American citizen was trash. Okay.
She's now American. Everybody, let's congratulate our girl. She is now an American citizen.
Yay! A bitch is legal now. They ain't gonna deport me. They ain't gonna make me scan my eye and my goddamn index and thumb finger no more, bitch. I'm in this bitch. What?
We can't get rid of her ass now, y'all. She's going to us.
I'm in this bitch. Okay.
Woo-wee.
I have a ceremony on Monday, but just for formalities. But I was like, when did I tell you I did it? Like, it was like 2 weeks before that.
Yes.
2 weeks before that. So I'm in this bitch now. They ain't gonna scan my eye no more, bitch. And they ain't gonna scan my index and my damn thumb no more. A bitch is dead. I'm in this bitch. I'm in here she like swimming.
She gonna bust out. I'm American now, bitch.
I'm gonna be like, hey, whoa, bitch. I'm one of you. I'm a cute Negro spirituals hoe. I'm in here.
Overcome.
I'm waiting in the water, nigga. I'm waiting in the water.
Negro spirituals over here, honey.
You the Negro spirituals, baby. My first Juneteenth, baby. I'm gonna be in there.
She's an African Bohemian, Black.
Yes, I am. And everybody's asking me, oh my God, did you give up your Bohemian citizenship? And I'm like, no.
Bitch, I got dual citizenship.
Who does that? Ew. I'm hoping my Juneteenth, my first Juneteenth as an American is going to be better than my freaking Black history, because y'all stress me out. I done got blocked. I done got cussed out. You know what?
Wait, tell them about the girl that blocked you and then unblocked you.
She blocked me and then unblocked me and saying she wants to talk to me. And I'm sitting there like, nigga, what you trying to talk to me for? Nah, because when I was trying to tell you what it was, you blocked me before I even finished. I'm like, God dang, I ain't even finished. And the only reason why I commented is because she had Jasmine Gill rebooking, and you know how I feel. That book gives me the hives. So every time I see that book, I'm getting an allergic reaction and I'm commenting on some shit because I'm like, you know good and well that this ain't no goddamn Black romance. And they 7 days in June us to debt.
Yeah, they going seven. Like, that's the holy.
And it's like,
and honestly,
they latch on to one book and they friggin' ride that book till the wheels fall off.
And honestly, that book is not even Black romance. That is women's fiction.
What is women's fiction? Thank you.
That is women's fiction
with romantic elements. And when I tell people that, they be like, oh, you hate her. I ain't no hate. I read the book. I'm like, I read the book.
But they act like, the sad thing is, like, I get that most of these folks on this one are like, especially on TikTok, are young and they're new to the romance genre and stuff like that. But listen, I'm gonna need for y'all to start doing y'all research and y'all start jumping into these genres, because what?
They know the research when it comes to freaking mafia though.
They said they love them some white mafia men because they love on their women.
Somebody said mafia men don't cheat, bitch.
Them people be having whole families in another country in the Americas. Stop it.
Then what Harlem Nights? The man left his whole family for sunshine. The man left his whole family for sunshine. He said, I ain't coming home no more.
An American family and an Italian family. And I mean a whole family in Italy. Stop it. I need for y'all to stop it. They have a family in America and a whole other family in Russia. I need for y'all to stop it. Oh, y'all gonna stop reading the Russian romance, mafia romances now that
Everybody got
a problem with Russia now. So all these black, all you interracial Black romance readers, y'all gonna stop reading the mafia Russian romances?
Let me say something. The interracial readers, they've been killing a love of Black women from infinity to infinity. They've been killing that sound to pop their interracial books. I just can't.
No, they're not using that sound for that.
Please.
I have not seen that.
Ooh, the same girl who said that she feel like Black romance needs to be expanded to include other aspects of girl.
She a dummy. Because how you going to, and then you're going to, oh yeah, you know, yeah, Black love. If they, like, I'm sorry, you're a dummy. I'm sorry, you're a dummy. Ain't no way, ain't no way. Y'all can't keep doing this. Y'all can't keep doing this like y'all don't. All I'm going to say again is your daddy was Black. Stop it. Stop getting on the internet embarrassing your daddy. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? How are you getting? And my thing is, these folks, they do not research the history. They do not understand the history of why Black romance is its own separate genre. It is its own separate genre because it had to. Black romance, Black stories were never included into mainstream romance. So Black artists had to go out there and create their own shit. They are always telling us, well, go create your own, go do your own. And when we do, now everybody wants parts. We always want to invite people in, but people fight to keep us out. Why? The child's embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed. That's why that girl, I blocked her. I went right on to the and blocked her.
Like, if you, sweetie, just
date your white man. I don't need that kind of energy.
Date your white man in peace.
No.
And I think that's where the problem comes in. They think that, okay, we have an issue with interracial or the fact that they're dating outside of, you know, Black men, but nobody cares.
Nobody
we
cares.
Just
nobody.
Don't want you to classify an interracial or multicultural romance as Black romance. It's a difference. Just classify it correctly. Like, you go ahead and love your white man in peace, sis. It's okay. We don't care.
But at the end of the day, you can't redefine, you can't do a new definition of something that has always been a thing. Interracial romance has always been a thing. Multicultural romance has always been a thing. Sometimes these things interchange. Black romance has always been its own thing. Y'all cannot put a new definition on something that has already been into existence. Y'all need to stop. This is the problem with you goddamn young people. Y'all always trying to fucking to put a new spin on something. Sit down, learn something, and shut the fuck up.
And she said that she understand that Black romance, she said Black love is between two Black people.
She understands that, but then she
said Black romance should be expanded. To include what? To include other parts of Black people getting loved on. Yes, yeah, sweetie, that's why we have interracial and multicultural, girl. What's wrong with you?
That's why you have Black Americans. You may have a Black American and a Jamaican get together. That's why you may have a Black French person and a Cuban French person get together. That's the expansion of Black romance to me. Y'all killing me with these new age
they
terms.
See, they want to expand it. For white people, for not, white.
No, we do not have to expand. Only thing, this is just me speaking. The only thing white readers can do is come in and enjoy the genre. That's all y'all can do.
Don't talk, don't comment, don't say nothing, because it ain't you.
Okay? That's it. All you can do
just
is
enjoy
come
it.
In and enjoy it. Okay.
Like, stay out of Black folk business. Please stay out of Black folk business.
Stay out of Black folks business. Y'all gotta stop. Y'all gotta stop. And then you're seeing all these authors now trying to write Black stories. And it's like, stop it. Stop it. Y'all are doing too much. Okay. Leave us alone. We don't need you telling us what Black romance is. We don't need you telling us what Black people are going to be in the future. We don't need that. We need for y'all to stop it. We keep writing Ken and Barbie or whoever and leave us alone. Karen and Todd, I don't know.
Who's Todd?
I don't know. Who's Todd?
Okay.
I don't have to sweeten my delivery for Todd. Who's Todd? So stop it. Like y'all, a lot of y'all get on the internet and y'all do too much. Y'all gotta stop. Like every genre, what I am noticing is that other subgenres of romance don't get this muck that Black romance gets. And it's sad because in February, we got it from our own.
Yeah. And
that's the thing that pissed me off, because we weren't seeing videos from white girls talking, you know, thank God. These were coming from Black women. These were coming mm-hmm. from, these videos were being made by Black women. These are Black women that are trying to really redefine the Black romance genre. And it's like, for why? What is the reason? Like, why? What are y'all doing?
Yeah, it was the majority of it was from Black readers, and that's what made it so disappointing. It was so disappointing.
It was disappointing, like, because I've never seen anything like, in all my years of being in the book community and just being a reader, I've never seen this.
This like, year was really bad. And it's also the fact that you have people acting like there aren't Black romance bloggers out there. And I'm not saying that it has to be me or it has to be you. There's other Black romance bloggers out there outside of you and I. Because you understand? You're following these bloggers. You're following us, and then you're posting bullshit. So it's like, y'all.
And then when they get called out, it's like, well, wreck me something. No, I'm not wrecking
you. I'm a wreck my foot. Nah, I'm playing. But
you want me to wreck something? Like, no, I'm not doing that. No, it's so, and I feel like a lot of people want other people to do the work for them. And that's the other problem. A lot of readers want other readers to do the work for them. And that's not fair. Because if I have to go out and search for a book, look for a book, actively look for what I want to read, why can't you do it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I am forever on Amazon, or even, and that's the thing. We have this, there's nothing wrong with asking for help or asking for book recs. I'm getting book recs from other Black romance bloggers every day.
Right.
Especially when I go on their page. It's like, are you following people because you're interested, or are you just following people because it's just to follow? I follow people that read the same thing that I read because I know that I'm interested, and I get recs from their page all the time.
And that's what it should be. I feel like you should, if you're going to be following other readers, you should be following them because you're interested in what they're reading. You're interested in what they're talking about. And I feel like a lot of people get it confused, because a lot of people are more concerned about clicks and views and follows, you know? So, and this is why we're always in this muck.
Well, before I got into the little altercation with old girl, you know, I'm going to call her Bobby Brown. And yeah. Before I got into the altercation with her, before I had to block her, she basically was like, oh, I follow you, but I don't pay attention to your stuff. Oh,
why are you here?
Why is you here, ho? You know, why are you here?
How do you say that?
And you boldface tell me that, and then you wonder why I said what I said, and then I blocked you, and you had all your little friends block me, and all of y'all could bungee jump from the crack of my ass. But it is what it is. But I'm just saying, this is just a prime example of people who are following you and they're not paying attention to your content. And then they're saying, they're posting books, and it's like, you're following Black romance bloggers. Ask a question. Or if you don't want to ask, go on the page and see some books. And I mean, yeah.
I gotta agree, but people,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. I just it's a lot. I just sometimes I don't even know. Sometimes I don't know. Like when I shut down Brazen Bay Reviews, honestly, I wasn't gonna come back. I really wasn't gonna come back. I was just like, I think I'm done.
You know I wasn't gonna let you leave me out here with these vultures. And then I'm gonna start cussing. You're the only one who be telling our team. You can't say that. Then I'm be cussing people out.
I do, y'all. Be like, you can't say that. She be like, why not? You can't, damn it.
Damn it, I'm so hood. Who sang that song? I'm so hood.
But it was really disheartening to see all of that in February. And it was wild because, you know, like
she was blocked from Booksy Bombers too. Like I see y'all putting up calling yourself the book plug, and you don't even know the difference between Black romance and interracial romance. Girl, you ain't no book plug. You are delusional.
It's reckless. February took a lot of me out of me. I didn't read anything. It was mentally exhausting to see all of that. It was sad. You know, and I feel like if we can't protect our things, if we ourselves cannot protect our things, then who's gonna do it?
And that's like, what I was gonna say.
We were not fighting, but we were going back and forth with our own about our thing. And that was the sad part. It was mentally exhausting, and it was mentally exhausting because those girls refused to see what we were talking about because they were so stuck on Black women being loved on Black girl magic. And I think Black women should be loved by everybody. Yes, fine, but the sad part is like there's a concentrated effort to keep Black men out of romance. You don't have no nieces, no nephews. You don't have no nephews that you feel like, you don't, no little brothers, no little cousins, nothing that you feel like they shouldn't have love like you should have love?
Because I sure want my nephew and my son to be loved. I sure want that.
I really don't understand.
You know, he's a little suspect right now because he be doing some wild stuff. I'd be like, boy, what you doing?
I don't like that kid right now. But it's sad. It's sad. I've never seen anything like this before. I've never seen anything like this. And I think that's why it was so much draining because.
But the difference between this year and last year is that we actually, last year we were quiet about the disrespect. We didn't really say anything last year. This year, we was loud and proud. So yeah, that's one thing I can say. Black romance bloggers and authors were loud and proud and was actually speaking out against the foolishness that was being posted. The foolishness that's being posted. And then you're going to call. I still on the fact that this girl called herself the book plug. I thought it was butt plug at first because I was like, I know you ain't calling yourself the book plug and you don't even know the difference between Black romance and Black and interracial romance.
But that's the problem. You have so many people out. The sad part is for a bookish community, people don't read.
No.
For people to be bibliophiles, people don't discern.
And another thing, these were big accounts. Again, and what pissed me off is the first thing that they put is Jasmine Guillory. I'm like, nigga.
But see, let me tell you something. These girls, those girls, they built their following off of reading mostly white books. So now, and for me, Black romance has always been a popular genre. But now that mainstream has latched its claws into it, now you see these girls wanting to read so-called books with Black women, you know, being loved on. And this is why you're getting this influx of everybody trying to insert interracial romance as Black romance. And it's wild. And Susanna Carr, I'm gonna need for you to not change that blog post. I'm gonna need for you to take that down because too many people are going off that dumbass definition lady that you got. And ain't no way you as a white woman can sit up here and tell black people what black romance is. I'm gonna need for you to full stop and delete that shit. Take it down. Delete it now. Cause it don't make no sense. Don't make no sense. And then you quoting people all wrong in an article and all that other shit. Girl, delete that.
Child.
And that should not be the first thing you see. I'm gonna stop telling people to do your Googles. Because Google's wrong too. Because it's just dumb shit on Google now. I'm sorry. Because that shit is dumb. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. And the sad part is, y'all keep saying black women in these relationships with other non-black POC and white women. But what about black women, black men with white women and non-black women of color? Huh? What about that? What is that?
They don't care about that.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's interracial. That's interracial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna need for y'all to pick a fence. I'm gonna need for y'all to pick a side, cause I know that fence stick is hurting. I'm gonna need for y'all to stop. Need for y'all to stop. And then after all that shit in February, then this girl come in motherfucking melanated March with her shit. No, I ain't had the energy. I wasn't doing it. She immediately got blocked, cause I wasn't doing it with her. No, girl, you ain't gonna come here in March after we had all that conversation. In fucking February, and here you go in March talking about some. No, you getting blocked.
But she was liking the stuff that we.
She was liking the video. She was liking everybody's conversation. And then you go fucking upload, watched it. That's good. And upload and put it on the ticket. I'm not doing it.
It's the audacity for me.
Girl, it was strong. She said, this is a masterpiece, and I'm posting it.
She actually looked at that video and said, I'm going to post this. And I'm like, girl, you could have leave that in the drafts.
But anyway, so.
But other than that, we had a good old time. Shout out to Jaleesa for hosting the 28 Days of Black Romance on TikTok.
So shout out to you. And we hope to see more next year. So, if anybody else has any more challenges that focuses on Black books, mainly Black romance,
let us know, child.
So we can give everybody a shout out here. Let everybody know what's coming up, what's going on, so everybody can be in the know, and we can get these Black romance books in y'all hands. Because y'all Negroes and you non-folks. Ooh, y'all need to be reading more melanated stories. That's all I got to say. All aspects of melanated stories. Y'all need to read all aspects of melanated stories. Not just some. Y'all need to be reading them all, baby. Okay? Because y'all ain't going to get on the internet talking about some. Oh, shout out to B Love for her Black Mafia romance series. Cause child, I'm in deep. I don't know what else to go. Ooh, if you do 20 something books, I might be in there for the long haul. I don't know. Cause them books.
A part of me don't even want them to read B Love's Mafia because they're gonna tear up that book. Yeah, where they stuff that they accept from white mafia, they will tear up E Love's book.
Let me tell you something. The same thing. The bar be so low for white romances, for white authors and their stories and stuff like that. But when it comes to, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I take that back. Because y'all will tear a Black romance book up. But if the same situations go on in these white romances, y'all falling for the white penis. And I don't understand the pink penis, and I don't get it. But okay. I mean, you know. you know, it is what it is. You know, but I don't know what that is about. So, I'm gonna need for y'all to stop, but so, and I still ain't read shit this month, honestly.
And that's fine, babe. You're still loved, okay? We were still on break. Technically, we're still on break. This is like our reintroduction episode, because right now we just shooting the shit. We gonna come back.
Yeah.
Yes. And we missed y'all so much. We really did.
We did.
So expect more bullshit and shenanigans moving forward.
Yes.
Because we gonna always have some bullshit to talk about.
Yeah, always gonna have some bullshit.
Niggas is wild.
They wild, honey. It ain't just the Negroes that's wild, honey. Some of y'all, ooh, boy. Ooh, the world is on fire, honey.
It is.
Fire. Every day I just log on and I'm like, what the fuck is going on there? What? It's on fire. It's on fire. I don't know. It's wild out in these streets. It's wild. It's wild. But we, but like Tama said, outside of the drama, honestly, I did find a lot of, especially in the romance genre, I found a whole lot of new Black romance authors Black urban romance authors Kima B, what is it, M. Monique, like so many Black romance authors that I've just latched onto, and that has been like the balm, the soothing balm to my soul, in the midst of all this muckiness, this nastiness, this jankiness, so yeah. Oh, and I just want to say, Christina C. Jones, that motorcycle club romance tore me the fuck up. But you know what?
I am actually waiting to read that. And I don't like cliffhangers. Shout out to Christina for mentioning that there was a cliffhanger in that book.
Yeah, girl.
I respect you for that, Christina, because they be out here wild as hell. They be wild as hell leaving me out there. And I hate that shit. Like,
on the cold,
let people know.
Feel wet. On the
I respect ground. That. And I wasn't going to buy the book until the second book come up. But because she dropped and she said it was a cliffhanger, I was like, you know what? That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying? I respect that. Let people know there's a cliffhanger. Like, readers are still going to support regardless. But let them know. That's some real gangster shit right there. I like that. You understand?
Gangsta. And I'm telling you, I was just in for it because I didn't even know old boy was going to be a thorn. I didn't even know. And I've read it from the first sentence and I was like, this nigga a thorn? He a thorn? I died.
That's what's up. We need, Dominique and Sheree has a motorcycle series too. Okay. It's urban.
Send it to me.
I will. Dominique and Sheree has we need to send a phone home to see if we can get some motorcycle romances, and maybe that can be an episode or something like that.
Yeah, and if y'all know of some Black romance, motorcycle club romances, tag the page. Brazenly Shady on Instagram, Twitter, tag us, let us know so we can know Black romance, let us know. Because I'm down, baby. Be on the back of a bike. So,
Back of a bike. We could play Big Ninja Bike. No? Okay. I will not go on no bike. I can tell you that right now.
But
I could love to see y'all drive past me, but guess who ain't gonna be in back of no goddamn bike? Me.
Tama.
Never. My nephew always be trying to get me on. Auntie Tima, I said, you better get from around me with that goddamn motorcycle.
Not get from around you. I love it. I don't think I would get on that one now, but yeah, my ex had one. So yeah, not like the booty, not the high and the booty ones, but you know, the old men motorcycles. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a new year. Expect a lot, you know, expect a lot, expect something different. We're going to try to do, you know, switch things up, do things a little bit different here. But here at Brazenly Shady, we are always going to go hard for Black romance.
Always.
That's what you're mainly going to, you know, when you listen in, that's mainly what we're going to be talking about. You know what I mean? So
y'all know the vibes.
Y'all know the goddamn vibes.
Right. We might sprinkle a little something else in there from time to time, but you already know that 95-97% of the books are going to be Black romance because that's what we predominantly read. Yep. Unless Sharonda decides that she wants to come over on the MM train with me.
You know, I don't mind it, but I am a type of person, like how I like my Black romance written by Black authors. I like my queer romances written by queer people, and that's
like the majority of my books that I've read this year has been own voices when it comes to like the MM romance. Right. And Gary Michael is one of own voices, and his books are really good.
I just feel like we can't be out here, you know, saying, screaming, support, when that's not what we're doing. You know what I mean? And queer romance is heavily written by cis straight women, you know, and I want to read, if I'm going to read a queer romance, I want to read it from the source. I want it from straight from the tap. Okay, so
yes, ma'am.
So that's just who I am as a person. And you know, and it's not like I've never read it, but like the more I started going into that genre, and I've just seen all these straight women behind it, and it's like, hey, I just quickly, you know, I quickly turned back around and walked out the door.
God dang it!
So you know,
God dang it!
Yeah, so, and I'm glad that we're seeing more queer authors come out and speak up, their issues as well, how they feel about, you know, being being silenced in the romance genre, so. Mm-hmm.
Because they came for that guy off of TikTok who was saying they fetishizing MM romance, and let me tell you something, I agreed with that man, and they came for him, and he had to apologize, but he was not wrong.
No, because
anyway,
that's the thing with romance as well, because as soon as a man says something, rather he's a queer man or a straight man, as soon as a man says something about romance, here come you harpies want to jump down their neck. Leave people alone, because some of these folks be right. They be right. And y'all just be offended because y'all know they right.
Because some of these authors, when they be writing it, and I hate when they write, it's always one masculine, one feminine, and it's like it's not always that way in gay relationships. So stop assuming that there always has to be one bottom or there always has to be one top. Or it's a lot of verse men out there. It's a lot of men who don't
and
cross as feminine, and they're in relationships. So it's like it always feels like it's a woman or a man in a relationship. Like this right. one is
cooking,
you know, it's like
you basically put two straights, just made them gay. That's all.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. At the end of the day, listen, every time somebody says something about romance that you harpies don't like, y'all need to calm down. Go outside, touch some goddamn grass. And back up. Now, if people are wrong, you want to call them to the carpet. But you can't keep coming at everybody because they have something to say about the genre. Yes, we know it's a $1 billion series. Yes, we know it's the most readily genre. We get it. We got it. Can't come at everybody, because every time they have something to say about the romance genre. And I'm calling y'all harpies because that's what y'all look like and sound like every time somebody says something about the romance genre you harpies don't like. Calm the fuck down. Because some of these people be right. This like a couple of months ago, that man did a YouTube video and he was talking about romance. Here y'all come. As soon as, especially when it's in a man body, here y'all come. You don't get to say what romance is. Shut your ass up.
Right.
Like men don't write romance. Like men don't read romance. Shut up. Y'all just need to shut up sometimes. You know what? I'm getting hyper. Let me calm down. I'm about to get hot in my own house. You know what?
Calm down, baby. Calm down.
And if you feel like I'm talking to you, yes, I'm talking to you.
Ooh, Chile.
If you think this song is about you.
Don't you.
Okay. Anyway, let's end on a good note. We've been
here. Yes, it was. We're back, y'all.
We're back.
The bitches is back.
Okay, just expect more of this, you know, the manic,
We're back.
But yeah, so yeah, it's going to be good. We got some good things planned, and hopefully we can get Shea Sanders on here in the group we talk about, and we could talk about that damn Taurus. We could talk about the replacements.
And the pressure washing the throat. When I find a boyfriend, I'm going to say, baby,
pressure
wash. You want to pressure wash my throat tonight?
Gone somewhere.
It's going to be on, baby.
You're going to have to be rich like Taurus, honey.
You're going to have to, because I'm tired of these broke niggas. But anyway. Thank you, guys. We're back. We're excited. Don't forget to send us messages on Twitter, Instagram, our personal pages. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
And yeah, goodbye.
All right. Good night. Goodbye. Hello. Danke Shay. All that good shit.
What?
Danke Shay. I don't know. And until the next one, we'll talk to y'all later. Bye. Where the hell is my clicker? Hey y'all, it's Sharonda at Brazen Bait Reviews. If you're at the end of this episode, we thank you so very much. Be sure you're following us on our social media platforms. We're on Instagram at Brazen Bait Reviews Podcast, and we're on Twitter at Brazenly Shady. Check out the books we read for this episode. The details are in the show notes. And until the next bout of shenanigans, we'll talk to y'all then.